This is KVNF Regional News. It's Tuesday, March 18th. I'm Patricia Naft. Governor John Hickenlooper signed a bill into law yesterday to make it harder for marijuana to get into the hands of young people. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
House Bill 1122 clears up loopholes in Colorado's current marijuana laws. It requires edible medicinal marijuana products, such as brownies, to be in opaque, childproof packages. The governor says that standard is already required for recreational edibles.
The new strains of marijuana that have such high concentrations of THC, every neuroscientist I've talked to is concerned about the possibility that this could have, you know, long-term effects to a child's brain, which is still maturing.
More toddlers and young children in Colorado are getting a hold of marijuana. Dr. Sam Wang is a pediatric emergency room doctor at Children's Hospital Colorado.
The most extreme cases we've seen have been very young children who take a large amount, high-potency products, who get very, very sleepy, comatose, actually have difficulties breathing, and we have to support them with aggressive measures in the hospital.
The new law would also let recreational pot stores confiscate fake IDs. It passed both chambers unanimously. Hickenlooper signed another bill to allow the Colorado Bureau of Investigation to run fingerprint checks on people applying for licenses to sell recreational marijuana. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
A man from Norwood was caught in an avalanche while backcountry skiing near Ophir on Sunday. Jared Fast was skiing with a friend near Yellow Mountain, just south of Telluride, when they set off an avalanche. The slide carried Fast 1,400 feet down the mountain. He was not buried, but he broke his left femur and was unable to ski out. Search and rescue members from the San Miguel County Sheriff's Office flew a helicopter in and took Fast to the Telluride Medical Center. The other skier was uninjured. Investigators determined that a missing woman who was found dead on the Uncompahgre Plateau last week died of hypothermia. The Montrose County Sheriff's Office found the body of Jody Ann Valerio in a car in the Sawmill Mesa area last Tuesday. According to the autopsy, Valerio had methamphetamine and MDMA, or ecstasy, in her system. The death was an accident. The craft beer industry is booming. A new report from the Boulder-based Brewers Association found that the volume of beer produced last year by small independent breweries grew by 18% over 2012. That's according to the Denver Business Journal. Part of the growth is due to a huge number of new breweries. There are now more breweries in the U.S. than any time since Prohibition. Colorado alone has 217, and a quarter of those opened last year. Despite the growth, craft breweries are still a small percentage of the overall beer market, less than 8%. The Friends of the Paradise Theater in Paonia have exceeded their fundraising goal to buy a new digital projector. The one-screen theater needed to raise $43,500 on Kickstarter for equipment upgrades. Elaine Brett is with the Friends of the Paradise Theater. KVNF's Emily Guerin asked her what happens now.
Good question. Now we go shopping. We have been researching the best fit for the digital projection for the Paradise and have a number of alternatives. We hope to have a decision on which piece of equipment very shortly and start the installation.
Does having a digital projector now change the type of programming that people could expect to see at the Paradise?
It absolutely does. As many people know, the entire industry has transitioned from 35mm film to digital. And right now, the major studios have actually stopped making movies in the 35mm film. So we would not have access to first-run movies or anything like that going forward. And this opens up the full range of things that we now have access to.
So who owns the Paradise Theater right now?
The Paradise is under contract right now. It had been owned by a private owner from the Aspen area, and the Friends of the Paradise has put an offer in, and it's been accepted. And by the end of the month, if all goes as plans and fingers crossed and all of that, we should have the ownership back here in the Valley, and it will be owned by the Friends of the Paradise, which has been set up as a nonprofit corporation.
Again, that's Elaine Brett with the Friends of the Paradise Theater.
In our weekly Capitol Conversation series, State House reporter Benta Berkland previews some of the controversial health care bills currently being debated this legislative session. She also talks to reporters about one of the biggest budget fights going forward.
Joining us today, we have Joe Hannell with the Durango Herald and Kristen Wyatt with the Associated Press. Coming up soon, we have the quarterly revenue forecast, and a lot of lawmakers are waiting to see what that is. Bills are in limbo, if you will, budget bills and a lot of other bills that ask for state money pending that revenue forecast. But this week, we have seen a lot of bills. Some of them were pretty controversial, and I know both of you covered many of them.
There are lots of health-related measures that are pending right now. The Senate is in the middle of debating a proposal to ban all youths under 18 from using a commercial tanning bed. Senate leadership has said they don't think that survives the Senate. Cancer activists don't think that will survive the Senate. But that could be a big change. We're one of the very few states that allow children in tanning beds without any limitations. There's a proposal to make it harder to keep your kids without getting vaccinated and still going to school. You can't just sign a form and say, I oppose. You have to watch a video about vaccinations and that kind of thing if you want to keep your child from getting vaccinated and still send them to a public school. It's a really emotional issue for a lot of people, and that could take a lot of time that has nothing to do with the budget.
There was also a hearing on a bill that would ban smoking for people under age 21. Currently, the smoking age is 18. Joe, in that committee, they actually ran out of time and weren't able to vote on the measure.
Yeah, and the reason was they spent five hours on the floor of the House arguing over a symbolic resolution on whether or not the U.S. Congress should raise the minimum wage. A resolution of the state legislature has about as much influence in Congress as my breakfast table conversation, but they got into it for 5 hours over whether words on a paper was going to help low-wage workers or destroy businesses in Colorado. It will do neither. This past week was kind of silly season while we're waiting for the really big stuff to happen, which is figuring out how much money the state has to spend. All indications are there's going to be slightly less money than everybody was thinking we had.
And Kristen, do you think when lawmakers are dealing with those hard choices, do you expect most of it to fall along party lines? Or do you think there will be a lot of intra-party fights with, you know, a Democrat wants more money for schools, someone else wants more money for flood and wildfire relief?
We're going to see a lot of intra-party violence. The biggest one is a big decision waiting for the Education Committee. They are going to decide an enormous package of spending for schools. A lot of Democrats disagree among themselves how much money should go to schools, whether they should add on some additional requirements for schools.
And crucially, whether there will be strings attached to that money. You see school districts in the state that are in open revolt against the legislature saying, look, for the past 4 years, you've been cutting our budgets, and you've left it up to us to make the hard choices on what to cut. Now you're going to give us money and tell us how to spend it. From the legislature's point of view, they say Colorado voters have said loud and clear they want accountability from their school districts. It's a big fight. Somebody is going to walk away as a loser, and everybody's going to walk away with hurt feelings.
That was Joe Hannell with the Durango Herald and Kristen Wyatt with the Associated Press. I'm Benta Berkland in Denver, and you've been listening to Capitol Conversation.
Stay tuned for the Tuesday morning music mix with Allie and Sin. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.